Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. Morale in warfare is vitally important. Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury makes this point in his free booklet, How to Be an Overcomer. You can request a free copy at thetrumpet.com or just read it online there as well. And this really ties in nicely with what I spoke about last week on Trumpet Bookshelf, just this idea that we're all in a spiritual war, whether or not we realize it, whether or not we're actually fighting like we should. True Christians should fight hard against Satan, society, and even our own selfish human nature. But it is very difficult. A lot of obstacles arise when we try to fight for God. That is where high morale comes in. Mr. Fleury writes on page 83 of How to Be an Overcomer, if you really have the spirit God wants you to have, the high morale, you are going to win three battles where you would normally win one. Mr. Fleury in this booklet discusses the remarkable example of the great French general Napoleon. Obviously, Napoleon had many flaws. He was the leader of the fifth head of the Holy Roman Empire, a very bloody, violent empire that has afflicted the world for thousands of years. So, of course, Napoleon was not a perfect man. However, he was a masterful general. Napoleon highly prized esprit de corps, or the spirit and enthusiasm of the group. Napoleon worked hard to make his soldiers intensely loyal to each other and to their common cause. Now, how did Napoleon do this? How did Napoleon foster esprit de corps or high morale in his soldiers? We need high morale. So how can we learn from Napoleon's example? This is, again, from page 83, going into page 84 of How to Be an Overcomer. Napoleon would travel with his soldiers, and sometimes they would be away from home for months or years. At times, he couldn't pay them, couldn't even feed them, yet he kept his armies intact. How did he do that? He would be a phenomenal success by today's standards with our modern soldiers. How does a man convince an army of men to live off the land much of the time, away from their families, with no pay, and yet, when it is time to fight, get those soldiers to fight with high morale? His speeches lit a fire in his men to fight. In that respect, very few leaders have ever reached Napoleon's level. Napoleon once said, "You must speak to the soul or the spirit in man in order to electrify the man." Napoleon could figuratively reach into the heart and core of each soldier and stir their emotions, fire them up to fight. These soldiers could see beyond their very challenging circumstances physically and pour themselves into battle. Mr. Fleury writes on page 84, that is definitely an example we should seek to emulate in our spiritual warfare. The way for us to develop high morale is to get our hearts into God's work. Now you see why we're talking about spiritual warfare and high morale today. Because the key to high morale is to get our hearts into God's work. Mr. Fleury continues, the question is, what prevents you from doing that fully? What is holding you back? This is God's work. What holds you back from absolutely throwing yourself into it? We should all have high morale and inspire that in others. Do you inspire others to have high morale, or do you drag them down? That is a very tough question to answer. It takes a lot of hard self-examination. But generally, are we more complainers or encouragers? Do we have more of a have-to attitude? Oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Or a get-to attitude? I get to face this challenge today. I get to be a part of God's work today. What an opportunity. So much of this life is mental. It's decided in our heads before it's decided in action. We have to take on a positive mindset, a positive approach, high morale. Mr. Fleury says, this is an issue that will be decided in your prayer closet. That is where you will get most of your power. In our warfare, we resolve the major issues on our knees, crying out to God. That's exactly right. That's what it all comes down to. I remember when I was a student at Herbert W. Armstrong College, and I had some problems to face in my life, Mr. Fleury told me, go into your prayer closet and don't come out until you're ready to face those problems, until you're ready to fight and go on the offensive with high morale, knowing that you're going to win. That advice, that counsel from Mr. Fleury has stuck with me for years. And I haven't always applied it as well as I should. But that is something that I'm constantly trying to improve at. When I'm discouraged, when I'm intimidated or fearful or down in some way, when I think that what I'm trying to accomplish is too difficult, just go take that to God. Cry out to God as if it's a matter of life or death, because really it is. This is spiritual war, and eternal lives are at stake. Jesus Christ has promised to live in us by the power of God's Holy Spirit, if we will accept that gift from God. We need high morale. We need the very mind of Christ in us. Philippians 2, verse 5. Christ was always positive. He always saw the positive side of things. Even though he was also called a man of sorrows, Christ was sad when he saw people suffering and living in rebellion against God. But Christ also saw the big picture that all those people wallowing in misery and living opposite of God would have a chance to be part of God's family one day. He saw those people as potential future gods. And that was the type of vision that cheered him up. Christ always had high morale. He inspired his disciples. Mr. Fleury talks about how Napoleon inspired his men to cry out, "Viva Bonaparte!" You see, they were talking about long live Napoleon Bonaparte, our awesome general. And even if these French soldiers faced certain death, they would cry, "Viva Bonaparte!" Mr. Fleury writes on page 85 of How to Be an Overcomer, "Can we go around saying, 'Viva Jesus Christ,' and have excitement and high morale over whatever God asks of us? What a difference that makes in battle." Nehemiah 8, verse 10. "The joy of the eternal is your strength." The joy of the eternal. When we're talking about spiritual battle, we need strength. And that strength lies in the joy of God. Godly joy. Even in the midst of hard trials. Even when life is dealing us a bad hand, so to speak. When God is challenging us sorely, left and right, we can still have godly joy and high morale, which gives us so much strength in the fight. Mr. Fleury writes, "Are you close enough to Christ? Do you use your prayer closet enough and powerfully enough that you truly have high morale? Enough so that just your example helps others to have higher morale?" Wonderful questions from Mr. Fleury. It gets back to the basics, disciplining ourselves to pray and to do that first and to do that for an hour a day. We have a book, a free book, How to Pray, available at thetrumpet.com. You don't have to wonder what you're going to say for an hour in prayer. God shows us how to do it effectively and to receive results to our prayers. Wouldn't that contribute to high morale for all of us if our prayers could be answered every time? Napoleon was known for making a 40,000 soldier difference on the battlefield. Thanks to the presence of Napoleon, it was as if his army was 40,000 men larger. That's how much he contributed to their morale. What a leader. Mr. Fleury writes on page 86, "You too can be a person who lifts others' morale and excites them to be part of God's work. Perhaps that high morale is the best sign that you are winning your battles." Now, who could possibly be a better example for us than Jesus Christ? Yes, we've been talking a lot about Napoleon today. But again, Napoleon was a sinful human, like we all are. Napoleon was a brutal dictator in a lot of ways. Jesus Christ was absolutely perfect. Here is the ultimate example of high morale. Jesus Christ had so much urgency in doing God's work. Again, remember that high morale in spiritual warfare comes from pouring ourselves into God's work, supporting the warning message going out to the world through Mr. Fleury today, through the Philadelphia Church of God today, praying hard for Mr. Fleury and the ministry and every department of the work in detail, because our prayers do make a difference. We ought to keep up very closely with what is happening in God's work and what God's work is producing. All the periodicals, the books and booklets, the TV shows, the radio shows, the websites. Why would we prioritize any message ahead of that? God's truth should be pouring into our minds. We should be passionate about God's work. Christ's example here. Page 90 of How to Be an Overcomer. Mr. Fleury writes about how Christ would miss meals to do God's work. Christ was so basically consumed by his work. He was obsessed with his work to the point that he didn't even think about eating. Jesus Christ was really an inspiring example from a very young age. Luke 2 talks about how he was a people person at age 12, mingling with the scholars in the temple, speaking with knowledge and asking wise questions that stunned these educated people. Christ was compassionate in doing God's work, teaching the multitudes, even when he wanted to get away and rest for a little bit. If the multitudes were tracking him down, he would take the time to teach them and even feed them, like Mark 6 shows with the miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, multiplying to feed thousands of people. Christ healed the sick. Christ was a blessing to everyone around him. He poured himself into God's work. What a wonderful example for us. This is, again, why Christ had high morale. This is why he was so happy. This is why he had a fulfilling life, even though no one ever faced harder trials than him. He was immersed in his purpose, which was to do his Father's will. And for all of us in God's church today, in God's work today, our main purpose is to support God's work. Through that, we have high morale for our spiritual warfare. When we pour ourselves into God's work, we are growing spiritually. God is developing his holy, righteous character in us. And that should really excite us. God is creating gods out of human beings. And the more we pour ourselves into God's work, the better that process is going for us, becoming God. I talked about an article from the July-August Royal Vision on the show Trumpet Bookshelf last week. This article, Don't Go to Battle Without Your Armor, by Mr. Joel Hilliker. And there's a section in here about our spiritual armor called Shoes of God's Work. Ephesians 6, verse 15 says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Mr. Hilliker writes about this. The soldier's shoes, and possibly greaves or shin guards, protected his feet from tough terrain. Good shoes give a soldier sure footing so he can fix full attention on the battle. He needs his feet for marching, advancing, and projecting power. Now, spiritually, we also have some good shoes. Shoes of God's work, as it talks about there in Ephesians 6, verse 15. We must run all over the world with God's message. A warning message for all mankind, telling them of the coming suffering if they don't repent, but also revealing the glorious hope beyond the suffering. The word there in Ephesians 6, verse 15, preparation, in preparation of the gospel of peace, is actually talking about the custom of sending people before kings on their journeys to level the roads and make them passable. So if a king was traveling somewhere, there would be people running ahead of him on the path to make sure that the path was as smooth as possible. These people were preparing the way for the king's approach. And that's exactly what we have a chance to do today with God's message. Mr. Hilliker writes, each member in God's church is doing what he can to smooth the road for sending God's message to this world, preparing for the second coming. What an awesome parallel there. These shoes of God's work. As we run out ahead of the return of Jesus Christ and we smooth the way, we prepare mankind for the return of Jesus Christ by delivering the warning message now. Mr. Hilliker continues, doing God's work gives us sure footing in our spiritual battle. What an excellent point. When we are prioritizing what God is doing on earth today, how could we go wrong spiritually? When we truly put God first and are passionate about what God is working out here on earth through his church, certainly we will be growing spiritually. We will be walking on the straight and narrow path to God's kingdom. The Army Field Manual says, one of your principal jobs in the field is marching. Battles take place at indefinite intervals, but marches occur daily. To win battles, troops must arrive on the battlefield on time and in good physical condition. To accomplish this, they must be able to march. Mr. Hilliker equates that to our need to prepare, to always be ready to march, to be ready to go at any time the marching order is delivered. We have to be ready to pack up camp and go wherever God leads us in his work. Mr. Hilliker writes, God's work demands the same discipline. We must be ready to march at any time to go where God tells us and when. That helps us do God's work quickly, efficiently. That will enable us to move when it is time to go to the place of safety. There is real spiritual protection in having our minds focused on God's work, always ready to march as Christian soldiers. Each one of us doing God's work today is a Christian soldier. Our feet have the shoes of God's work, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we are preparing the way for Jesus Christ's second coming, for God's kingdom. How could we not have high morale in our spiritual warfare? When we think of God's work today, when we throw ourselves into supporting that message today, just remember, high morale in warfare is vitally important. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments@kpcg.fm.
Listen for a new episode each Monday at 12 p.m. Central Time.